Билахтэ. Кэмүх чөөлөтэн холлуу. Атох багалгаарлуутэн лүү. Нийтлхонка малхоггун тоохи ингэрэмтэн. Танксайцаагтууа.
He said he hasn't personally seen one but has experienced having little people around. He said some people say little people howl like dogs. And he said he was underneath a mountain yesterday when he was telling the same story. This mountain was near Snake Lake. And he said little people like to live around rocky areas and around rocky mountains, and he's going to tell you a little quick story about the little people. He said one day he was on his dog team and he was out checking or hunting or trapping, and he said little people, when they want to capture humans, use a red line. It's like a painted area on the ground, and that's how they capture humans. He was traveling with Georgi Lutsik at that time. George and he were on their dog teams. George was ahead, and he said the dogs were really running, and he wondered why aren't we moving? They were just running in one spot, and he kept looking at the mountain, and they were still in that one spot, and he noticed a red line touching Georgi Lutsik's sled and right past him.
Дорсо нийтлама пиктутагтгуулуку микэр каниктерман стэрлуку нуттаттор пекая аягартхэк.
And he said the way they got away is because he's heard from his elders. He was a young man at the time. He took his axe and cut that red paint like stuff, that red line. And he said when he did that, all of a sudden they started moving and the dogs started taking off. And he said that's the story he wanted to tell you about the little people. Is there another question?
What happened to someone in the dog farm?
He said a dog will cry if there's going to be death within that family. And it's a different kind of a cry and not exactly a howl. It'll be a mournful cry. And he said that family that has that dog, somebody in that family will pass away. Yeah, we'll get to that as soon as he's through.
tuosuteli niitlas kujako makun kisaluun ksu. Isaluut fukpamiutun napaktuki takaktakamu talitoi assitlahtit. Kuatlu pangalikuun ksu.
He said another, and it's not on our list, but he said another bad omen is if somebody's going to die, if you see a porcupine with its tail sticking straight up and walking, somebody will die. Or if porcupines are real slow walkers, right? He said if a porcupine, you see a porcupine going real fast like it's bounding, somebody within that family will die. Ingum awai abtskaten about the hairy man. You will ring.
Tabaki toy. Queen a tongue set up, or you will ring. Cannot crush it, the gum. Milo kutusin it, you to mean. Tuskok, angan, or come my grandson.
He said the hairy man, he hasn't personally seen one, but he's experienced having a hairy man throw rocks at him. He said hairy men like to grab big rocks and throw them at people.
Tengo yum awalasinya.
And he said it said that if a hairy man captures a man or a woman or a child, the hairy man will take your liver and throw it away, and that way that human becomes the next hairy man.
Doasu situn muskongluni.
And that person without a liver will become quick and swift like the hairy man and will grow long hair. Is there another question? Chin huk gugumia raus ksuitatki dokiriagnu. He said he's heard. He said from what he's heard, the northern lights, if you whistle at them, because they naturally make this sort of movement, they'll go down and swoop you up if you whistle at them, and you'll never be seen. Is there another? Dangshuk saitut kukha angashkun. She said, Annie said she's seen an Angashkuk, and his name was Angashkukayak, which means the powerful medicine man. She said the medicine man put a seal gut raincoat on and went by the door and started doing its chant by moving. She said the shaman put the seal gut sleeves over his sleeves and with the rest of the body part of the seal gut window shook it and did his chant. And she said, as the shaman did his chant, there was a strange noise like a dead person talking from underneath that seal gut parka. And this is a shaman's way of getting even with somebody else or somebody they don't like. She said there were two men next to the shaman, and the shaman asked one of the men to go get that person's gamaksak. It's And after he had that maklak, he did more chanting, and he had the maklak, you know how they stand like this. Oh, she said he put his hand through the maklak and did his chant and went through the door, and then he was through with that down a it was to get even with the spirit underneath the seal gut parka, and it disappeared when they used that maklak and made that sign. And this medicine man from Togiak told the people, after he did that special chant, he told them, whatever you do, don't play with your ullocks today. Don't use your ullocks for anything. Everybody had to hide theirs. She said, when she went out into the latduhak, you know what a latduhak is, right? Yeah. The porch. When she went out, she seen a little ullok that was hidden, and she didn't believe what the shaman had said, so she took the ullok out and cut down something just a little bit and hid it back in its place. She said the following day the medicine man woke up with a real bad nosebleed and asked, who amongst you people have been playing with an ullok? And because she was really scared, she didn't tell that she had used an ullok. Yeah. What do people do when they see a ghost? You don't have a mu kaspi to spot. She got a little to go share with you. She said, after they've seen a ghost, people would become very ill and very sick, and they'd throw up. He has a story about a ghost.
The market,
He said ghosts hardly made themselves visible to people, but when they did, they made the people very, very ill and sick afterwards. He said a long time ago, when he went to Sakali Palagan's old house at Wood River, he experienced an encounter with a ghost. He said, if you think about the person who's passed away, who died, and you're really thinking about that person, it's a way of getting that person's spirit out. He said he remembers this man, Sakali, his wife had died, and he had carried her body before burial, and so he kept thinking about her at his house, and that's when she almost came. I guess you're not supposed to keep clothing from people who died. Her clothes were still hanging in the lato, up in the porch. And because he was scared, he went out and got his lead dog and kept him in the house. He said his lead dog sensed the ghost before him. The lead dog would be restless and go to the door and come back, walk back and forth. And because he was scared, even if the dog came and nipped at his pant leg, the dog was trying to get him to go outside. He didn't listen to the dog. And because the dog was sensing the ghost and it became obviously closer, there was a horrible noise out there. He noticed his dog, his lead dog, no longer walked back and forth this way. He now crouched with his forearms on the floor. And if a person is awake and senses a ghost, and if there's another person sleeping in the same room, that person will not wake up. Only you will sense the presence.
Jani mesti kapir ngalan. Jauh wujud kini, pay pelan kena cakalok, kena kaksa guna, kumah juga, kubah tidak tahu juga, angkat tema.
He said when he knew the ghost was almost ready to come in, he found a Bible, put it over his head, and used it like a hat. And before he did that, he pumped the kerosene lantern and held the light and put the Bible over his head. He
followed.
He followed his lead dog. Remember, his lead dog was crouching on its forearms, and with his light and his Bible, he followed the dog out the door to the Latduhak. But when the dog got to the Latduhak, the dog made real small little movements because it was so frightened.
He
said he didn't look around. The dog must have seen the ghost. She was there too, so she said when she watched my dad go out the door, his lamp would almost go out, then it would light up. And the dog finally let him out. When they finally made it out past the porch and went outside, the dog was no longer on its forearms. It jumped up, ran around in two circles, and at the third circle ran to where the other dogs were chained up, his other dog mates. The first dog, his lead dog, ran up to that dog, became very ill and started throwing up, and its throw up, he said, was chungak, which means it was green colored. It got so sick. He said that's what he knows about ghosts. Is there another question, Anne? Chin hokyut sukir sklachtat ki ingluk lhenk.
No, I'm not sure.
Madre kata kata.
Tuhe, madam, you're not going to be like
that. At first, she said she laughed and she said she didn't know, and then she said, "Oh, it's because you might have twins if you wear two different socks." Play hide and seek. Ingu mamap skatn kasok pilah tati kutara kam ulim su achen kita menas. Uli goyu
akak tamani tawam akak tamani. Jod nira tara jod tamas.
Oh, she said she's heard from her elders when a person plays hide and seek and hides under something like a blanket, that person would never come out again. It's like being lost. Oh, he said the only time that will happen is if you play hide and seek when it's getting dark. She said, if you played hide and seek at night, there were these different kind of people. They're the same height as us, and they were called uligoyulis, blanket men, and they tell you to hide under there. Under their arms, and if they close the blanket around you, you'll never be seen again. Okay. How can you see his hair with his eyes? I can cook be lachtat yuk dang koni.
Jali tamak totin kinal git tamak jali to jali asit ilagat yugunun tangsta kata otin kung ilang atakka wakata ilin kitam to kung tangsta kata tamak.
He said it's rarely often that spiders with the faces on their backs are seen by people, but if you see one, that's a sad sign. And she said, "Aluwilik," that means the face will look like it'll be crying. The eyes will have teardrop marks, and it'll be a sad face on the spider's back. That means somebody in your family will die soon. Oh, Chin Hook, you'd put goose clachtaki in the
book of Lachaknak. Do I go? Not
Hanginatung.
He said, if you don't clean your bones, this is traditionally way in the past, this is one of the beliefs, if you don't clean, pick your bones clean as you eat meat with a piece of bone on it, that bone will be unhappy. In other words, the spirit of the bone will let the live same kind of animals know that these people didn't take good care of me. And she said, the bones that are really nicely cleaned and down at question number 8 and 10 are related. She said, if you throw the bones in the water, the spirits of the animals, the spirit of that bone will go to the live animal. And if it's nicely picked, they'll say, let that person be a good hunter. Let them catch us.
Do not meet that girl. Tamak tunnagat jali. Makit tuntutunnagat pichetin toine. Nunamitat maani. Makamuna kutskamala sinikkait. Tahkun imakam imakpigmitat. Unani imakpigmi. Kui matuulit pichetin nagat jali.
He said, there's a tradition. If you eat bones from land animals, like the caribou and the moose and any of the bigger game, you're supposed to throw the bones into the water. And if you eat meat from the sea animals, the sea mammals, like the seals and walruses, the bones have to be buried underground. Chinhook.
Joy, when you do, I'll go to the market.
And again, it has to do with the spirit world of the animals. He said it's always been like one of the rules, and you had to do that.
So I don't need.
He said that's what he knows about that part. He doesn't know some of the other.